We will now attempt to answer the question that has been put to me several times concerning the Sabbath day. I have been asked at various times if Sunday is the new Sabbath, or if Christians are to observe the Sabbath as it was given to Israel in the Old Testament. And there's been much confusion here. It has even been said by some other religious groups that because we worship the Lord and come together on Sundays, that we have actually caused the Sabbath to be broken, and by the fact that we come together on Sundays is the mark of the beast. Now, this is just foolishness. But what does the Bible say about the Sabbath day in relationship to the New Testament church? Again, to understand this issue and any other issue, you must make a clear distinction between the nation of Israel in the Old Testament and the church, the bride of Christ, in the New Testament. They are not synonymous. They are not interchangeable. Israel is still a nation that God will deal with once he takes the church off this earth. The church age began when the veil of the temple was rent from top to bottom, and Jesus Christ opened up the new and living way whereby salvation comes by simple faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So again, you must not ever get the idea that the New Testament church has replaced the Old Testament Israel. The scripture teaches that nowhere at all. But what about the Sabbath day? Now, there's no argument about the Old Testament Sabbath day. The Sabbath day was the seventh day of the week, or the last day of the week. It pictures for us God's rest in creation. God made all there is in 6 days, and on the seventh day, God rested, and he hallowed the Sabbath. He commanded his people to make it a special day. He commanded his people to observe the Sabbath. In fact, as you know, in the Ten Commandments, we are the Old Testament Jew is commanded to honor the Sabbath, to keep the Sabbath. And, of course, there was various instructions given as to what a Jew could and could not do on the Sabbath day. And there's no debate among Christians about that. The seventh day of the week is the Sabbath day. But when you come to the New Testament, however, you do not find any command given to the church to observe or to remember the Sabbath. In fact, the Ten Commandments, all 9 of those Ten Commandments are reaffirmed somewhere in the New Testament except one. Every commandment that God wrote with his own finger on the tables of stone is reaffirmed in the New Testament except the command to remember the Sabbath. Why do you suppose God deliberately left out that commandment in the New Testament? Simply because it's not a day that pertains to the New Testament church. Now, let's see what the scripture says about this. We are New Testament believers, and as New Testament believers, we come together and we set aside the Lord's Day, not the Sabbath day. And the Lord's Day in scripture is referred to as the first day of the week. So, in our modern weeks and calendars, that comes to be Sunday. Sunday is the first day of the week. There's no disputing it. Saturday is the last day of the week. That was the Old Testament Sabbath. And Sunday is the first day of the week. And the New Testament bears this out plainly. I'm going to read to you a few scriptures, and there could be many more given, but we have to restrain ourselves concerning the time. First of all, Jesus arose from the dead on the first day of the week. The Bible says in Mark 16, verse 2, and very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. In Mark chapter 16, verse 9, now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week. Luke chapter 24, verse 1, now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came to the sepulchre. John chapter 20, verse 1, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early. John 20, verse 19, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus. And so not only did the Lord resurrect himself on the first day of the week, he appeared to his disciples on the first day of the week when he made his post-resurrection appearances. You see nothing about the Sabbath specifically given in any of these verses. Now, the Sabbath is referred to in the New Testament, but it's only referred to in relationship to Israel, or to the Pharisees, or to the Sadducees, those who were attempting to condemn our Lord for performing miracles on the Sabbath day. but you never find the Sabbath day in relationship to the church or the observances of the church or the ordinance of the church or the corporate worship of the church. In fact, you find the very opposite. As you continue to study this New Testament doctrine, you'll remember that in Acts chapter 20, verse number 7, the Bible says, "And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them." To me, it sounds like a church service. On the first day of the week, they met together, they broke bread, they were observing the Lord's Supper, and they had preaching. Paul preached to them. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2, the Apostle Paul, concerning tithes and offerings for the church, says this, "Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him." That's speaking about giving an offering. Paul says, bring your offering on the first day of the week, not the Sabbath. Now, Paul was born a Jew, and he was raised a very strict Jew. If anybody knew about the Sabbath day, it was Paul. And he could have spoken intelligently about the Sabbath, but he mentions no Sabbath whatsoever. He says these disciples in the church age, the first day of the week. So the Jews practiced the Sabbath, which was the way they ended their week. Christians in the New Testament, we worship the Lord on the Lord's Day, the first day of the week. We do not believe that we're to put the Lord at the end of our week. We believe we start the week with the Lord. And I'm not degrading the Sabbath of the Old Testament. It's instituted by God himself, but it had its purpose. Its purpose is now passed away concerning the New Testament church. So the Sabbath day is Saturday. You're speaking about our system of days and weeks. The Lord's Day is Sunday, the first day of the week, and you cannot challenge this scripturally in the New Testament. Again, some very good people disagree on this, I know, but the scripture seems to be clear on the fact that the early church met together, worshiped together, gave their offerings, heard their preaching together on the first day of the week, the Lord's Day, not the Sabbath.